If you have been trying to get promoted internally in your current company, but you have heard no multiple times when you have put yourself forward, I know that the problem is not your qualifications. You know that the problem is not your qualifications. The problem is your leaders don't know this. They don't know that you exist. They don't know that you're qualified. And that's likely why you keep hearing, no, wait your turn. You don't have leadership qualities. And so in today's episode, I am sharing three specific reasons why you haven't been promoted internally and the four things that you can do to get promoted within the next 6 months. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. Today, we're talking about promotions. So I want to say maybe a few months ago, earlier in 2025, I was working with a client who came to me because she was ready to get promoted to the director level. She had been at the assistant director level for 8 years, and she wanted to be director because, one, she knew she could perform at the director level. Her company had let go by the time she came to work with me. So for the past 2 years, the director had left and she had stepped in as the interim director. So she was working both as director and assistant director. Well, interim director and assistant director. Before they had even hired the director who left, my client had already been the assistant director and applied for the director position when they were hiring. They didn't give it to her. They brought somebody in. She reported to that person for 2 years. That person left. She stepped into interim. When she knew they were going to fill that role again, she applied yet again. They still did not give her the role. She asked for a raise three different times, actually. They did not give it to her. And ultimately, what we saw happening was that they just were not seeing her value. Like, she's literally doing the job and they were still telling her that she doesn't have leadership qualities, that they don't think she's qualified or ready to be in the director role, that they were just looking for a different skill set. And it's like, I'm literally doing the job. What is the skill set that you're looking for that I don't have? And it's not like she wasn't doing the job well. She was doing it well because the president had commented on her performance. So all that to say, she had tried to get promoted 3 different times, and each time they told her no. They didn't tell her specific reasons why she specifically wasn't qualified, just that, again, leadership potential, leadership qualities. And I remember when she came to work with me, one of the things she said to me was she just felt like she couldn't clearly talk about what she was doing. She couldn't articulate her value. Whenever she would talk about what she's responsible for, the words would just get jumbled up in her mind. And when she spoke, it wasn't clear, it wasn't compelling. And so she knew that she needed support with landing that promotion. So why am I telling that story? Well, I mean, like you saw from the title, we're talking about promotions. And I have a feeling that if you're listening to this episode, you can probably relate to that story on some level. Like, you've been working at your company for over 8 years and you've been consistently delivering high quality work. You are taking on more responsibility. You're stepping into leadership level projects and you have asked to get promoted because you want an increased title and you want increased pay and more impact in your career. And nothing has changed, right? Maybe you've even like tried to drop hints to your manager that you're ready to operate at a higher level and they still haven't promoted you, even when openings have come up. When it comes time for performance reviews, you're getting positive performance reviews. They're telling you that you're doing a great job. But when it's actually time to get promoted, Either they tell you you're not ready, they promote somebody else, they just tell you to, you know, develop a certain skill set, but they don't actually promote you even after you get that skill set. And so now it's causing you to doubt your value and question yourself. It's causing you to feel frustrated because you know that not only are you doing higher level work, you are capable of stewarding more impact, more influence, and more income, but you're still stuck at your current level and you've been stuck for years. If that sounds like you, let's talk. Because first of all, I should just say straight, in case you haven't heard me say this in a past episode, my stance on this personally is that you need to be at a different company. Is plain and simple. That is my solution. Is when a company shows you the first time how much or how little they value you in this case, believe them. All right. So for me, if a company is passing you over for promotion more than two times, once, okay, maybe you really weren't qualified. You thought you were, but maybe you weren't. The second time, after you have improved based on the feedback they gave you the first time, the second time they pass you over, that's a sign. They're not going to promote you. They don't value you. They're not going to increase your salary. It's time to start looking externally. That is my philosophy, personally. And at the same time, I recognize that you might not necessarily want to leave the company. Maybe you like the team, you like the work you're doing, you like the company and what they stand for. You're just tired of being overlooked. So you want to stay internal. You just want to, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You just want to advance internally. Maybe you know that a opportunity is going to be coming open soon. Somebody's retiring. They're doing some shifts around. And so you want to position yourself finally for that higher role. And so I'm especially recording this episode for you if you really want that internal promotion. Because the other thing might even be by nature of location. Maybe there just aren't that many companies around you that you would want to work with in your geographic location or that have opportunities and you know something internal is coming up, so you want to position yourself for it. So if that's you, this episode is going to be for you. And, you know, I've worked with clients to get internal promotions before in my one-on-one coaching Next Level Career. This is literally what I help my clients do, is advance into a higher level so that they can finally have more income, more impact, and more influence in their career. So today we're going to be talking about why you actually haven't even gotten that internal promotion. I just want to start from there, is why haven't you gotten it? And then I'll share some strategies to overcome those barriers. Okay, so let's get into it. The first reason that you haven't gotten an internal promotion is that you are not being positioned as a high value asset for the long-term goals of the organization. So when you look at the long-term goals and what the leaders care about and the direction they want to take the company in and the strategic goals that they've outlined, when the leaders are thinking about who can help us achieve this goal, your name is not coming up in their mind. You are not even considered as an option for them. Now, does that mean that you're not qualified? No. But what you have to recognize is that promotions are not just about rewarding you for your previous performance. Promotions are about aligning your skills, your talent with the future business strategy. So leaders are always thinking about how to grow the company, where the company is going next, and how to remain competitive in their market. It's why, you know, leaders set five-year goals, strategic goals, long-term vision. They're always trying to evolve, adapt, and grow. And so if the leaders who are establishing these visions and these goals and forecasting the direction they want the company to go in, if those leaders don't see you as a part of that long-term vision, then they're going to promote somebody else who fits their future priorities. So what does that mean? If you are just thinking about what you have accomplished previously in the past in your career, but you don't know where the company's going to, what the strategic, like if I, let me put it this way. If you're saying you want an internal promotion, at any moment when you are asked, you should be able to state the strategic goals of the company. You should be able to talk about what the priorities currently are, and you should be able to connect all of that to you, your work, and your skills. If you cannot do that, then you are not a part of the growth. You are not a part of their future. And so why will they promote you? Especially if you are trying to be promoted to a director or a VP level position, at that level, you are a part of the vision casting, right? Like at that level, you are influential in the organization. That's a really high level for you to be at. And so if the people that are already at director or even the C-suite, if there's one in your organization, if they don't know that you exist, you're just not going to be considered for a promotion. Right. So like leadership might think that you are great at your current role, like you're a manager, a senior manager. They think you're doing really well at that level. But if they don't see how you fit into the next phase that the company is going into or growing into, they will promote somebody that they think matches that. So it's all about, do you understand how you are positioned as an asset for the company's future, as opposed to just being good at your job now? So that's the first reason why you haven't been promoted, is that you're not connected to the company's future. The second reason that you probably haven't been promoted internally is just internal politics. So I don't care where you work. I don't care if it's a nonprofit, if it's faith-based, if it's finance, whatever it is, relationships matter. There's internal politics everywhere, every company, doesn't matter how kumbaya they are. There's still politics at play. And promotions often go to the person who is better connected, not more qualified. Let me say that again. The person who is better connected is usually going to get the promotion, not the one who is more qualified. So when leaders are making decisions, it's often influenced by the relationships and internal dynamics, not just performance. If you're trying to go to the director level, it's not enough for you to do good work. People, specifically the people who are making decisions in your company, have to know you and know that you do good work and that you're capable of continuing to do good work at the director level that you're trying to step into. All right, so it's not just what can you do, it's who knows you and who knows your work. If people don't know you, you don't exist. Let me just say it plainly. Especially not think about it. If you're trying to get promoted into director level, then the people who are usually making the decisions are either going to be other directors, meaning your future colleagues, or people at the C-suite, meaning the people you would be directly reporting to. If they don't know you, like the people, those, that level that you are trying to step into, if you are not on their radar, they're simply not going to think about you for a director level position. So if someone else is better aligned with the decision makers, or even has just a stronger internal champion, so they have a sponsor, they have a mentor, somebody who's saying their name behind closed doors, that person might get the promotion even if you are more qualified. So if there's somebody that is, you know, grabbing coffee with the VP, or is consistently being pulled into high-level conversations, or is going to birthday parties with the directors, or is going to happy hour. Yes, my friends, I said going to happy hour. I know, sis, my Black sisters who are listening right now, you don't like the happy hour. You want to go home. You want to take off your bra. You want to wash the makeup off, and you want to lay on the couch with a glass of wine and watch your show or read your book. I know that's what you want to do after work. But if you're listening to this, if you clicked on this episode to listen, you're also ambitious. You also want to advance in your career. You want more money. You want more income. You want more impact. You want more influence. If you desire something and it's not already in existence, you have to change your behavior to achieve that goal. It's just that simple. Yet you have to play the game. I know you don't want to. You have to play the game. And you have to figure out how to play the game in a way that works for you. This is something that I've helped multiple clients do, because I've said this before, I often attract introverts. I don't know why, because I am like the most extroverted of all extroverts, but a ton, like I would say 90% of my clients are introverts. If you're an introvert and you're listening, I should actually just go ask my current clients, because I'm wondering what that's about. But anyway, because I understand that networking and relationship building can just feel different for introverts, usually when I'm working with my clients, we develop personalized strategies for them to network and build relationships in a way that still feels good for them. Okay. But all that to say, you have to know people, because when the decision makers go into the boardroom and they close the door and they're saying, who should we put up for promotion? There needs to be somebody who's saying, oh yeah, this person, like let's put Tager up. She's great. Like she's ready. I know her work. She's good for it. She's ready to be at this level. And for somebody to go behind closed doors and say that you are ready, they have to know you and know your work, because they are staking their reputation on your performance. In the professional world, people don't just drop their reputation helter-skelter. They really need to trust that you will do well to go to bat for you. How is somebody going to trust you that you will do well if they don't know you? Again, it's not just knowing your work. Anybody can do good work. Anybody can fake good work. But at the director level, they need to know, can you lead? Can you sit in meetings with us? Are we going to want to be around you and make decisions with you? Are you going to be able to handle your direct reports? They have to know your personality to know that you are ready to be a leader. The way they get to know that is by getting to know you. And so it's not about what is fair or what is unfair. It's literally about, are you visible and do you already have influence on some level? Okay, so internal politics. And then the third and final reason that you are probably missing out on internal promotions, even though you're qualified, is that your manager is blocking you, even if they don't realize it. If your manager relies heavily on you, right? You are the glue that keeps everything together. They count on you to fill in the gaps. They assign tasks to you. They rely on you. They're saying, I don't know what I would do without her. If they are relying so heavily on you, they might avoid actually pushing for you to get promoted because they don't want to lose you in your current role. It's like a conundrum. You have performed so well at the level you're at that they don't want to push you to a higher level because they don't want to lose you at the level you're at. So if your boss is thinking thoughts like, if we promote her, who's going to keep the department running? That's a blocker. They have a hateration mindset. And again, they might not be doing it consciously. Okay, but if promoting you creates a gap in your current team, they will unconsciously deprioritize promoting you. They will think about it this way. They're going to look out for their own best interest, and it is in their best interest to keep their team running efficiently, and promoting you creates a gap in their team. So you have to think about, how have you been managing up? How are you making it clear to leadership that you are ready to step into a higher level without creating a gap in your current team? What are you going to contribute to fill in that gap, to train somebody? How have you maybe created SOPs or created systems that will make it super easy for anybody to step into your role, right? Like, you're going to have to think about that, because your manager might be someone who can potentially be a sponsor, but they will not sponsor you if they are looking out for their best interest, which is to keep the team as is. And I don't want to make it sound like, I'm not saying your manager is, you know, a bad person, but as human beings, we are inherently selfish. So your manager might have told you, you know, you're great. You're so ready for the next level. You're doing great work. I think you're ready. You're ready. Like, they might be gassing you up, but when they are actually in a meeting with their own leader and they're saying, who should we promote? They don't think about you because their selfish mind knows, like, selfishly, like, you're the one they count on and lean on to get things done. And so they don't want to lose that support that they have on their team. So those are the three reasons why you might be missing out on internal promotions. The first being, you're not positioned as a high value asset for the leadership's long-term goals. You're not connected to their future. Second is, you're just not visible enough. The decision makers don't know who you are. And three, your manager might be unintentionally blocking you. So that all being said, how do we break through those roadblocks so that you can actually get promoted internally? Let's talk strategy. The first thing you want to consider is increasing your visibility in your company. If you've never heard me say this before, there are only two things that you need to get promoted. Two things: impact and visibility. That's it. You need impact and visibility. And so if you want to get promoted internally, you have to expand your influence beyond just your manager. If your manager knows about your impact, but senior leaders don't, you will stay stuck at your current level. Promotions are often decided at the senior level, so you need to be able to increase your visibility with the higher up decision makers. Do they know that you exist? And, you know, I'm trying to be intentional about the terms I use, but depending on your org chart, the people are going to be different, right? So maybe that should even be number one. Number one is you have to, okay, I take it back. Yeah. So number one, before visibility, understand your organizational chart and understand how promotions happen in your company. Yeah. I'm going to rephrase. So let's start with those two. Those aren't even in my notes, but it's important to recognize if you want an internal promotion, do you know the timeline and do you know who's responsible for the promotion you want? I'm saying that because I've worked with some clients in some companies who they only do promotions at the beginning of a fiscal year in July. Like literally they sit down in July, they look at the openings, they move people around, and then they announce all the promotions at once in July. So you can't be in like August saying, I want to get promoted this year. No. Like if you're hiring a coach in August to help you get promoted, that means you're trying to map out for the next July. So first and foremost, how do promotions happen in your company? Figure that out. And then who is responsible for the promotion? What does your org chart look like? Does it go straight from director to C-suite? Does it go from director to VP to C-suite? Like what does that look like at your org? You have to recognize the decision maker and what are the degrees of separation between you and the decision maker? Meaning, are you reporting to a senior manager who is reporting to a director who is reporting to a VP who is reporting to a president, right? Like, or are you reporting to an assistant director who is reporting to a director, et cetera, et cetera? Figure out the org chart because you have to figure out if the role you want is even a possibility. Meaning, if you want to be director of operations, and there's only one director of operations role, and the person in that role right now is not leaving, then baby, you're not getting promoted into that role. You might get a different promotion, but not that one. So make sure, that's what I'm going to actually say is step one, understand your organizational chart, understand the timeline for promotions, and understand who the decision makers are. Combine all of that together under understand your company. That's step one. Now, the next step that's actually in my notes, what I was saying earlier, is increase your visibility. Because when you know who is making the decisions beyond just your manager, then you can start building relationships with those people, right? You can schedule one-on-ones with department heads and senior leaders and not just talk about your work when you meet with them, but actually connect it to the business impact. You know what they care about. You know their strategic goals, strategic imperatives. You can talk about that. You can ask to lead cross-functional projects that exposes you to multiple departments and exposes you to people at different leadership levels. You can figure out how people are connecting outside of work and socially, these leaders, and find a way to be involved in those connections. Do they go to a restaurant to connect? Do they, I don't know, play golf? You might not play golf, but hey, you could take a lesson or something. Do they play pickleball? Where are they having conversations outside of the company? And can you be involved? So you want to get visible with the people that are going to make the decision about your promotion. And remember, this is why I said step one, you won't know who those people are if you don't understand your company. So you have to really understand your company to do this step. And this is really important because I once worked with a client who, one thing we crafted for her was she started presenting quarterly project outcomes at the senior leadership meeting. So she asked her manager if she could do the project outcomes. Within 2 months, the VP was asking for her input on decisions. And that's when she actually started talking about promotions and what she wanted next. Right. So it's really all about getting visible with the people who are making decisions about your promotion in your company. The third thing you can do. So the first was understand your organization. Second was increase your visibility. Third, manage up. Turn your manager into your advocate. So if your manager is relying on you to keep things running smoothly, like I said earlier, they might hesitate to put you forward for promotion because they don't want to lose you in your current role. So how can you position you getting promoted as a win for both you and your manager? I'm going to answer that question. How can you do that? Think about showing them how a promotion will benefit the team and create opportunities for other people, right? Think about creating a succession plan or a process for handing off your responsibilities to somebody else. Think about how you might talk about advocating for this team when you are at a higher level and creating more opportunities for this team. But you are going to need to sit down and ask yourself, how can my promotion benefit my current team? Now, if you can't do that yourself, this is where working with me as your coach would come in, because that's something that we can sit down together in coaching sessions and map out What role does your team play in the department, in the organization, and how can you pull them up with you, so to speak, when you get promoted? So this is the kind of work I do with my clients in Next Level Career, which is my one-on-one coaching for professional Christian women who want to advance to a high level in their career. So you should check it out, privatecareercoaching.com. You want to be able to turn your manager into an advocate by helping them see that it will benefit them for you to get promoted. And I should say this one is if you get the sense that your manager is blocking you. Again, this is why number one is so important, understanding the promotion process. If the promotion process in your organization is that the managers put up people they believe are ready for promotion, then this is a step that you're going to want to take. Then the last thing that you can think about, number four, is how can you align your work with future business strategy? Like, how can you show that you fit into the company's long-term vision? Because again, promotions aren't just about your past performance. They're about your future potential. They're about positioning yourself for the future iteration of the company. When you think about this company in 5 years and where they're trying to go, how can you fit yourself into that five-year vision? If the leaders don't see how your skills, your experience, your expertise, if they don't see how all of that matches with future business priorities, like honestly, ultimately, we all have to start recognizing that companies function as self-serving entities. At the bottom line of it, the priority of a leader in an organization is to make sure that the organization survives, thrives, and grows. They care about the company's bottom line. They care about growing the company. They care about staying competitive. How can you show that you also have that vision, that you also have that priority, that you fit with helping to grow the company? How can you even come up with your own new innovative ideas that wows leaders and they think, wow, we need her. Like, we need her idea and we need her to implement the idea. Like, this just, as I'm talking to you right now, this just made me think of the story of Joseph when, in the Bible, when, you know, the baker finally remembered Joseph and the king had a dream and brought Joseph out of prison. And he told him the dream about the cows eating the cows and the corn eating the corn. It's a whole thing, right? If you don't read the Bible, it's in Genesis 41. Joseph had been in prison. He interpreted the dreams of two workers. One died. He told the other one to remember him, which is the baker. I think it's the baker. I should check. One of them forgot about him until Pharaoh had dreams and needed somebody to interpret. Nobody could interpret it for him. And then the baker, again, it might have been it was a cupbearer and a baker. One of them died. One of them is alive. Go check behind me in Genesis 41 who's alive. For now, I'm saying the baker was alive. I could be wrong. But anyway, he finally remembered. He's like, oh yeah, Joseph, this guy interpreted my dream for me when we were in jail. And so then they brought him up. And so when Pharaoh told Joseph his dreams about, he saw, you know, I think it was seven skinny cows and then they ate the fat cows and then seven corn husks and then they ate the other husks. Joseph prayed to the Lord. The Lord gave him insight. He interpreted the dream. Pharaoh was so wowed by it that he said, nobody else could interpret this dream. So obviously, I need to put Joseph in charge of helping us survive what's coming. So essentially, the interpretation of the dream was that there were going to be 7 years of abundance and then 7 years of famine. And so Joseph was like, so you need to prepare for the 7 years of famine. And Pharaoh was like, bruh, you got to be the one to lead us through it because you're the only one who knew what the dream meant anyway. It was your idea. You have to lead it. Okay, that was my long way of saying, sometimes when you're trying to go to the leadership level, you have to have vision that is so wow that they think it was your idea. You need to be the one to lead it. That was a long way of me getting you there. I hope you tracked with me through all of that. But if leadership doesn't see how you fit, they're not going to promote you. If they don't see how you fit with the future version of the company, they're not going to promote you. Okay. So how do you align with future goals? Think about researching the company's strategic goals. Like I said earlier, if you're trying to be at the director, the VP, the C-suite level, you should know where your company is going in your sleep. Like I should be able to wake you up from sleep and say, what are your company's priorities right now? And you should be able to rattle them off without thinking. You can't say that you desire to lead a company that you are not familiar with. Leadership is responsibility. You are responsible for a piece of the company and you have to know what that piece is. So are they trying to expand into new market? Are they trying to launch new products? Are they trying to sign new contracts? You need to know what the goals are and then tie your experience and value directly to those goals. Think statements like, I'm thinking of, okay, if expanding market share is a priority for the company, I know that I have experience with client acquisition and strategies that can support that initiative. You should be able to say things like that, that directly connect your results to business outcomes, because that is the formula for impact. Impact equals your result plus business outcomes. So when you're trying to get promoted, it's okay, here's how I've already influenced business outcomes in the past. That's that version of the formula. And then here's how I can and will contribute to future business outcomes that I know is a priority for the organization right now. So those are four things that you can do to get promoted internally. First one, understand your company and how promotions happen. Increase your visibility, manage up, and align your work with future business strategy. Okay. Now, I know that manager one could be like sticking with you because you might think, well, my manager supports me. Isn't that enough? And I want you to recognize that positive feedback from your manager is great, but promotions are often decided at the senior leadership level, not by your direct manager. For the most part, this is why it's important to understand who makes the decision, because your manager might genuinely support you, but if they're not actively advocating for you at the decision-making level, their support don't mean jack. Support means nothing if it doesn't lead to results, right? So if leadership doesn't know about your contributions, they can't promote you even when your manager thinks you do good work. So it's really important to understand, is your manager truly an advocate or just a passive supporter? You want an active advocate and not a passive supporter. Those are two very different roles. One will keep you where you are. The other will help you advance to a higher level in your career. So there you have it. Reasons why you might not be getting promoted internally if you're qualified and what to do to address it. Now, if you were listening to me and you're thinking those are great strategies, but how do I implement them on my own? That's where working with me as your coach comes in. This is literally the work that I help my clients do. I consistently help my clients get promoted into director and higher level roles while increasing their salaries by $20,000 to $50,000. If you go to privatecareercoaching.com, you can learn more about my one-on-one coaching offer, which is Next Level Career. And it's really all about advancing into or thriving in your next level. If you go to privatecareercoaching.com, you will learn all about my framework for how I work with my clients. You'll see client results. You'll also see how to apply to book a sales call with me where we will talk about your goals. And I'll share with you the three specific ways that I will help you get promoted with a 50K salary increase within the next 6 months. Again, go to privatecareercoaching.com to learn all about NLC and book a free sales call to talk with me about your career goals, because I would love to help you land that internal promotion that you've been passed over for multiple times. Thank you for listening to today's episode. As usual, I hope you found it helpful. If you did, please don't forget to leave us a review or a rating on whatever platform you're listening on, because it does help the podcast grow. And I will catch you on the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. If you are ready to stop feeling overlooked in your career and finally get promoted into your next level role, I have got something special for you. I created a free audio training series for professional Christian women who are ready for more money, more impact, and more influence in their careers. So if you're ready to get promoted and increase your salary by $20,000 to $50,000 without compromising who you are, visit hercareerdoctor.com/advance to sign up and listen to the free audio training today. Again, that link is hercareerdoctor.com/advance, or you can just click the link in the episode description to get started. In this free audio training, I break down everything you need to identify and communicate your existing impact so you can finally land your higher paying, higher impact role with faith and confidence. Because it's an audio training, you can listen on the go without being stuck to a computer. So go to hercareerdoctor.com/advance now to sign up for the free audio training that will break down how to advance into your next level role as a Christian woman.